And greetings once again. Welcome. Bienvenidos. Hola. Aloha. Wainihau. Namaste. Konnichiwa. Guten Tag. Bonjour. Afade. Salam. Shalom. Peace. Now. Go vegan. Peace. Now. Go vegan. Well, from the left coast of the genetically mutated McNugget Pharmaceutical Vivisection Prison Industrial Corporation of the United States of Listeria, this is Go Vegan with Bob Linden. You want peace now? Go vegan. An especially appropriate thought and action, actually, considering it's Memorial Day weekend, time to remember the victims of war, but generally wars of long ago. Apparently, we're not supposed to remember that there's a war going on right now. Wouldn't know it, as it's pretty much absent from our meathead media, as the ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox censorship channel gives us what? Yeah, who's the new American Idol, huh? Who is it? Anyway, I mean, is it Joey Buttafuoco? I don't know. My television set is just so confusing, all the images passing by, but nothing about war, huh? Although apparently we're saying we have a war for oil. Wars for oil. Burning a gallon of gasoline to produce a pound of beef. And then you have wars over water. And it's up to 8,500 gallons needed to produce a pound of beef. Wars of aggression fed by a diet of aggression. So, if this is a war for oil, it's very sad that our demand for meat contributes to the demand for body bags. Would you go vegan for peace, huh? Another plate of violence, please, instead? Or do you go vegan for peace? On Memorial Day weekend, we have wishes for peace and an action for peace, which is to go vegan. Holy cow, how our ongoing war on animals leads to such mass destruction. Wars on humans, gallon of gas per pound of beef, 26 billion pounds of beef consumed in the United States. Whew, how many soldiers have to die for meat? How many civilians have to die for meat? On Memorial Day weekend, we remember the 1.5 million civilians who died from heart disease and cancer just this past year, again, giving their lives to meat. Department of Homeland Security closed down the butcher shops. And, you know, I don't just say that because...
I know, and you're going to be the hottest controversial vegan talk show host on the face of the planet.
And while we have the Butcher of Baghdad on trial, there's no justice for the innocent who are butchered for our diet of death. We remember on Memorial Day, 10 billion innocent animals slaughtered to be eaten this past year. Billion. We're talking big number. The numbers of dollars we send to Iraq, the kinds of dollars consumed by the defense industry. We're talking a lot here when we have the B word. 10 billion. That's 10,000 million animals. Okay, so let's make 10,000 piles. We'll set up 10,000 piles of animals right now. 10,000 piles, and each one would be 1 million animals. That's our diet this past year. That's a lot of blood. That's a lot of violence. And remember, it happens to animals one at a time, each one suffering the pain. And, you know, you are what you eat. And with so much violence, buried in the graveyard, you know, that your stomach is, it seems like it might be coming out of every pore from you. Well, you know, why, it's no wonder that violence is your recreation, huh? Let's kill for fun. So we also remember on Memorial Day, at least on Go Vegan with Bob Linden, we remember the victims of hunting this past year, the victims of sports sniping. Killed for fun, 35 million doves, 27 million squirrels, 17 million ducks, 13 million rabbits. Grouse, quail, partridges, 12 million. Pheasants, 7 million. Deer, 6 million. All dying just for fun. That's a lot of ammunition. That's a lot of bullets. I can see why you know, the gun industry is so popular, huh? Turkeys, 600,000 killed in hunting. Bears, 24,000. Cranes, 13,000. Swans, 1,500. So that's our fun. We kill to eat. We kill for fun. Gosh, it's amazing. We kill all of those animals. Then we get the animals are killed, and then after we eat them, we kill. Now I've seen estimates everywhere from 25 million to 200 million animals killed in research on a yearly basis. So all of those animals are being killed to find the cure to our meat-eating diseases. Okay, well, I don't know. It's pretty bizarre, all of that violence, and you know, it's also ugly. We don't even realize how ugly we are when we're wrapped in the garments of violence, like fur. 40 million animals killed for fur on an annual basis. 40 million who are drowned or gassed or anally electrocuted. These are amazing numbers, huh? Amazing. Or would you rather be a vegan, not have any of this on your conscience, huh? Be a part of the solution. World Go Vegan Day is approaching. It's the first day of summer every year. So, maybe you can try living at least one day walking in the shoes of a vegan. Of course, those would be non-leather shoes, of course. Live a day free of meat and dairy. Live a day free of fur, leather, wool, and silk. Use household and personal products that are cruelty-free, not tested on animals, no animal ingredients. See how good you'll feel from that. Again, that's June 21st, World Go Vegan Day. Mark it on your calendar. On Wednesday, June 21st, save the date. If you're in the San Francisco Bay Area, let's get together and have dinner that night as a celebration of World Go Vegan Day. And let's get together for dinner. I'll let you know what restaurant it'll be next week. But just save the date. Wednesday, June 21st, San Francisco Bay Area will be at some really good vegan restaurant that evening. And I'm looking forward to seeing you there. And in Southern California, we'll do lunch at Vegetable Delight, one of the best Chinese restaurants in the L.A. area. And yes, we will do Vegetable Delight. It's open for lunch on weekends now. That was the only complaint I ever heard about that restaurant, was that it wasn't open for lunch on weekends. Well, now it's closed on Mondays and open for lunch on weekends. So we will do lunch the weekend after World Go Vegan Day, Sunday, June 25th. Let's get together there between 11:30 and 2 p.m. I'll have more details later in the hour. Also in this hour, the world is obsessed now with the Da Vinci Code, and today we examine the real Da Vinci Code, the vegan code by which he lived. And we'll be discussing that this hour with veg historian Rin Berry, a regular contributor to this program. See what his thoughts are on that. And this is also the time of year when marine mammal freedom is recognized. And if the marine mammals are to be free, they certainly need a healthy environment, and the ecosystem is just deteriorating from, well, believe it or not, your omega fatty acids and from your supplements. I mean, they're depleting the oceans of fish. And today we'll say hi to Jim Donovan of Nutru a little bit later in the hour, and he has a vegan company, and we'll hear what motivated him to get started and to give us some of the vegan alternatives that we really need. I mean, if you look at the omega supplements out there, you see they're kind of fishy, and that's not good for the oceans. And also, a few months back, we heard from Captain Paul Watson on this program that they're actually using seal oil now for omega supplements. Yes, the baby seals in Canada, and that's why there is a boycott of Costco right now, because they're selling the seal oil in their stores in Canada. So we have a great show ahead. And I also want to thank usually right about now I start urging you to send a donation to Go Vegan Radio. And in fact, today we're doing the show from a new studio, so the buttons are a little different for me here now. And Leo's across the glass at a different angle. So, you know, it's not quite used to it, but it's a new studio looking great, modern equipment in here at KTYM, which makes me think that they're charging me too much money for the airtime and they're able to buy all this equipment now. So I need to buy the time every week. And normally now I say, please send a donation. It's tax deductible. You can make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio and mail it to P.O. Box 40246, San Diego 92164, or donate online at goveganradio.com. But I don't know if I really need it this week. Thanks to the 25 million veterans who made donations to Go Vegan Radio this week. Yeah, I don't know. Seem to have their social security numbers here. And so, yes, donations this week, believe it or not, from 25 million veterans. I don't know. I have a friend who just happened to have the information to contact them all. And so no problem. So, you know, if you don't want to send in a donation this week, it's fine with me. But next week, do it next week because, you know, it doesn't go far. Free speech is expensive. And we have to buy the airtime. You think they give away this time so we can insult all the other advertisers on every other hour all week? No. Actually, we do need your tax-deductible donations and also in-kind donations. Cars, trucks, vans, boats. Take those. Motorhomes especially on our list. The computers, electronics. We can take them all for your in-kind donations and we certainly need them. So cars, trucks, vans, boats, especially motorhomes, computers, electronics. Get in touch with me. The phone number is 818-623-6477, 818-623-6477. Or you can email me. It's bob@goveganradio.com, bob@goveganradio.com. And today we'll feature, it's Memorial Day. You see, we have the nice new studio where the windows are open. So when the trucks go by, it's casual, you know. Go vegan. Hey, truck driver. Go. Yeah, okay. We were in the other studio last week with the air conditioning. The windows are open here. Kind of like it. Homey. Seats are more comfortable. And the headphones work better in here, but I need a new set of headphones. So all the more reason to make a donation to Go Vegan Radio. So anyway, Memorial Day weekend, and Neil Young has a new album out, and we'll listen to some of it throughout today's program. It seems that he said he was waiting for some young 20, 25-year-old musician to come along and come up with the protest music, but it seems like we need to leave it to the folks from the 60s who knew how to protest war, and so Neil Young has Living with War. And so let's give a listen to that for a little bit here. This is the title track from it. There's also a track we'll listen to a little later in the hour, Let's Impeach the President. But for your journalistic curiosity right now, we'll listen for a little bit to Neil Young, Living with War on Go Vegan with Bob Linden. I thank you for listening. Let's end the war on animals. Let's end all wars. Let's listen to Neil Young for a little bit here. Neil Young. Talking about how delicious Vegenaise is. No vegan kitchen should be without it. It dresses up even the simplest foods, like my favorite sandwich, avocado, tomato, and Vegenaise. Or is it mashed up chickpeas, celery, onions, and Vegenaise? Or a tofu burger with Vegenaise? Well, I do know I love it on baked or steamed yams. Well, you think you'd read about Vegenaise in a cookbook, it winning the American Tasting Institute Award? So I was surprised to see Vegenaise in a book about stroke prevention.
yet there it is, page 194, in Stroke Free for Life by David Wiebers, MD, Chair, Cerebrovascular Diseases, and Director, Stroke Research Center, Mayo Clinic. And who would know better about a Mayo alternative? Try Veginase, now in organic. Available at Follow Your Heart, Canoga Park, California, and natural food stores everywhere.
And do you know that Veginase is made in a totally solar-powered plant? Yes, indeed. Your Veginase is solar-powered, including the organic one, including the grapeseed oil one, which is one that seems to be popular. They're all delicious. But if you look at grapeseed oil, recent studies have demonstrated that grapeseed oil may also be effective in correcting blood cholesterol levels in certain individuals, thereby reducing their risk of cardiac events. So there you have Veginase in a book about stroke and helping your cardiovascular system. And it's solar powered. Isn't that great? And don't forget vegan gourmet cheese alternatives. They melt, so you don't have to do without pizza or nachos or enchiladas. And stop giving your family the bird when you have chicken-free chicken. Okay, it's Go Vegan with Bob Linden. I want to let you know about a really delicious spread and dip that I discovered one day wandering aimlessly through the aisle of Whole Foods, the refrigerated section. I saw these containers of tofu pate from Toby's. I saw roasted garlic and red pepper, mild jalapeno. That would be a new flavor, huh? Mild jalapeno. Classic lemon dill and martini olive. And all sounded really great to me. I checked out the label. The tofu was organic. The labels read vegan to me. I did find out there was another variety called original that's not suitable for vegans. But the ones that I just mentioned to you are real winners. They're great on bagels and chips, and you'll really like them. So check them out. Again, the vegan ones are roasted garlic and red pepper, mild jalapeno, classic lemon dill, and martini olive. I'd like you to try it so much that I've made arrangements where you can try it for free. That's right. Call 1-800-600-TOFU and ask for your free container of Toby's spread and dip. You will love it. You can also email info@tobysfamilyfoods.com or again, the number 1-800-600-TOFU.
Meat eaters destroy the earth.
That is for sure. And I want to tell you about a great novel that's on the scene. A lot of people are talking about Animal Instinct from Dorothy H. Hayes. And you'll enjoy it because it's characters interacting in the world of animal rights. It's a plot-driven thriller introducing the uninitiated to our cause while further educating activists. You can buy it for your meat-eating friends and actually for your savvy animal rights friends, too. They may recognize some of the movement's historical leaders. Who's in the book? Well, read it. See. Find out. What's written about Paul and Linda McCartney? What about Ingrid Newkirk, Gary Francione? Check it out. You'll really enjoy the book. You can go to animalinstinctnovel.com for all the pertinent information. You can also go to amazon.com to see all of the five-star reviews that it's getting. You'll really enjoy it. Dorothy is an excellent writer. She was a journalist and really brings the characters to life on the page, a real page-turner. Animal Instinct, a novel from Dorothy H. Hayes. Check it out at the website animalinstinctnovel.com.
M-E-A-T-S-T-I-N-K-S. Meat stinks.
That it does. A message from the Animal Legislative Action Network. Do you ever catch yourself saying, why don't they just pass a law that says you can't do this to an animal? Or isn't there a law against doing that to an animal? Or how come people are allowed to do that to an animal? Well, laws are the foundation of our society. Nothing changes for good until it's written down as a law. Yes, enforcement is necessary, but creating a law is the first step. If you consider yourself to be an animal rights activist or advocate and you are expending your energy doing anything that first does not impact on the laws of this country, then you may be saving one life at a time, but you're turning your back on the thousands of lives that could be saved or improved should animal rights advocates be using the political system in this country. The sad truth is ever since the rise of the animal rights movement in this country, we still have more animals living in horrific conditions and more animals slaughtered for food per person than ever before. Those who exploit animals and profit from it organize and participate in the political process, while those who want to save animals usually don't. Political power is respected by those who make the laws in this country, and to expect change in the legal status or lives of animals without our participation in the halls of power is ignorance of how rights and protections are obtained in this country. Our single unit of social and political change is the election. If you're not voting or working to elect animal-friendly candidates, you may be saving one life at a time, yet abandoning many thousands who suffer and die. Learn how you can become more effective in the battle for rights and protections of animals. Visit the website alanpac.com, alanpac.com, as in Animal Legislative Action Network, alanpac.com, and become involved in the selection and election of candidates in your area. We have the primaries coming right up. Political work is hard work, but political work works. And you can contribute time or money. You can make a donation or canvas or work the phone bank. Animals don't have a voice or a vote. They depend on you. Visit alanpac.com, A-L-A-N-P-A-C.com. Brought to you by the Animal Legislative Action Network, the first animal political action committee devoted to electing animal-friendly decision makers to the halls of power. You can see all of the endorsements, endorsements for the upcoming primary at alanpac.com. Memorial Day weekend, let's remember peace. And we get it from the new Neil Young album, Living with War. Well, let's see. Has anybody heard of the Da Vinci Code? Has anybody not? Yeah, it's the blockbuster movie, setting records at the box office, the best-selling novel. And so we have the Da Vinci Code. And what about the real Da Vinci Code? Well, today on Go Vegan with Bob Linden, we'll talk to Rin Berry, who's becoming a regular contributor to the program. He's been a historical advisor to the North American Vegetarian Society, the advisory board of EarthSave. His books include The New Vegetarians, Famous Vegetarians and Their Favorite Recipes, Food for the Gods, Vegetarianism and the World's Religions, and Hitler, Neither Vegetarian Nor Animal Lover. Welcome once again, Rin Berry. How are you?
It's a pleasure to be here, Bob.
It's great to have you again. So I understand that you're preparing a lecture on the real Da Vinci Code.
That's right. Of course, it's a very sexy topic at the moment, and everyone is reading the book. It is a real page-turner, and I think Dan Brown deserves credit for throwing light on the dark side of Christianity. You know, and the fact that the feminine principle was ruthlessly suppressed by the church, but I think that he really fails to connect the dots. He shows that it's true that Leonardo was probably a Gnostic, and that the love interest in the book is the Sophi, who's the Gnostic goddess of wisdom, Sophia. But he doesn't mention the essential fact that Da Vinci lived by a code of nonviolence and nonviolent eating. And this is what he has in common with Jesus.
And that is the real Da Vinci Code.
And that is the real Da Vinci Code.
Okay. Well, tell us a bit about Da Vinci, the real Da Vinci.
Well, in all likelihood, the real Da Vinci was a member of this Gnostic sect called the Cathars, who were annihilated by the Catholic Church. They flourished in the 12th century A.D., and they posed a threat to the Church, to the Roman Church, because they did not have priests and they were independent of the Roman Church, of course, and they didn't pay tithes to the Church treasury, and that's one of the big reasons for the Church wanting to either convert them or suppress them. And since they were unwilling to convert, they were wiped out by the princes of the Church and the armies of the Church. They sent all the medieval knights into battle against the Cathars and destroyed them to a man and woman and baby. But the sect lingered on, and history has shown that in all likelihood people like Leonardo da Vinci and St. Augustine were members of this sect, the Cathars, who were strict vegetarians, the Cathars were. And that's probably how Leonardo came by his vegetarianism. Mm-hmm. And in the Last Supper, it's interesting to decode the Last Supper. At the extreme left, there's a figure of Peter, who is considered to be the first pope. And if you look at it carefully, Peter is holding a dagger in his right hand, and in his left hand, he's sort of menacing the Apostle John. And this is Leonardo's code for saying that the institutionalized church was posing a threat and was a menace to the original church, the church which Jesus founded on nonviolence and an ethical vegetarian diet.
Right. So, Jesus followed the ethical vegetarian diet too.
Absolutely. He was an anti-sacrificial figure, and he was probably executed for interfering in the commerce in sacrificial animals and the institution of animal sacrifice in the temple in Jerusalem.
Hmm. Now, a friend we have in common was saying something about a cookbook that Leonardo...
Leonardo used the first printed cookbook in the West. It was published in about 1478. It's Leonardo, it was written by Platina. It's called De Honeste Voluptate, The True Voluptuary. And Leonard Beck, who was a specialist in manuscripts from this period, indicates that Leonardo used the vegetarian recipes in the book. They're heavily underscored, and it shows that Leonardo consulted the cookbook often.
Ah, so the first vegan cookbook came out in 1478?
it wasn't entirely vegan, but Beck has written in one of his papers that it shows that the Leonardo relied on it for the vegetarian section of the book for his some of his meals.
And what were some of his favorite foods?
Well, I actually published some of his favorite dishes in my book, Famous Vegetarians, and one of them is figs and beans, fried figs and beans, which is a delicious dish.
Oh, I just had that for lunch today. Good. Okay. Sounds good to me. You know, I mean, you know, people might say, ooh, fried figs and beans. But, I have a family member who's in elementary school, and the third grade teacher just last week said, you know, your food, your meat is made out of animals, and so many children in the class didn't know that. They were saying, ooh, that's disgusting. Yeah, so, yeah. You know, let's not get disgusted at what comes from the vegetarian world. Fried figs and beans for everyone. Yeah, sounds good to me. Anything else that was...
There was a recipe for almond soup, which is sort of a Lenten meal.
Mm-hmm. And so in your book, we can find what those recipes are?
Yeah, we can find Leonardo's favorite recipes. He was a vegan, a practicing vegan, a Gnostic, and he was hostile to institutionalized Christianity. And as I mentioned, in the Last Supper, he portrays Peter, who was sort of considered to be the first pope, as a menacing figure holding a dagger in one hand.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I there should be vegan parties springing up with the menu. You know what Leonardo would eat. You know, that sounds like fun.
Absolutely, and then they can combine that with Jesus's last meal, and they can have a Da Vinci Code gathering.
Yeah, Da Vinci Code feast, huh? Could happen. You can get the recipes in Rin's book, Famous Vegetarians and Their Favorite Recipes. I have another minute or so here. Anything that you wanted to get to that we didn't get to? Or?
Well, it's just that, it's a pity that I just wanted to say it's a pity that Dan Brown went as far as he did without showing that that Jesus and Leonardo had this in common, that they were both vegans and ethical vegetarians. And that far transcends any other message that he conveys in his book. I mean, he does reassert the feminine principle,
but not the vegetarian principle.
But not the principle of nonviolence, which I think is transcendent, and that is really part and parcel of the feminine principle.
Sure. Well, once again, we like to look at things from the vegetarian perspective, as we always do on this program. And Rin Barry, you always have the factual bases for these things, where I'm just emotional.
I hope we've been able to decode the Da Vinci Code.
Yes, we've decoded it to the real Da Vinci Code and
real Da Vinci Code, which is nonviolent diet.
A nonviolent diet. There you go. And we'll have to have a party with recipes from your book, Leonardo's favorite. So
and Jesus, of course.
Okay, sounds good.
A full Da Vinci feast. Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Okay.
Well, thanks so much, Bob.
Thanks, Rin Barry, for being on Go Vegan with Bob Linden. We certainly appreciate it. Coming up in a little bit, we'll hear from Jim Donovan of Nutru, how we can help save the ocean, save the fish, in a way you might not even have thought about. Let's see, we have the calendar coming up, but also we're looking at Neil Young's new album, Living with War, and here's a track called Let's Impeach the President. We'll listen for this and then get into the calendar. Jim Donovan coming up in just a little bit. Animal news and views on Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Okay. Let's Impeach the President. The new music from Neil Young takes people from back in the 60s to the anti-war music, huh? Okay, so that one, Let's Impeach the President, and his new CD is Living with War. Okay. Oh, there was George Bush. Okay, good. Good to cut him off. Okay, so let's get into the calendar here. Calendar of events brought to you by Last Chance for Animals. By the way, you can make a donation to Last Chance for Animals, and a percentage will go to Go Vegan Radio. Yes, that would be a good idea. You know LCA for its wonderful documentary that just ran on HBO, Dealing Dogs. Well, LCA is involved with expensive investigations. Six investigators are in the field right now, and it's very costly, but, you know, these investigations will probably save 21,000 animals each year, putting the bee dealers out of business. So Last Chance for Animals is involved with investigations, legislation, education, and you can donate online at lcanimal.org. Put on the check line memo that it's for Go Vegan Radio, and Go Vegan gets a percentage of your donation. You can do monthly giving, a monthly giving program, or you can mail your check to Last Chance for Animals at 8033 Sunset Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90046. Remember to put on your check that the donation was motivated by Go Vegan Radio. So we get our part so we can help pay for the airtime here. And if you're planning a vacation, seems to be the time now. It's that vacation season. Well, anywhere you're going, make sure before you go, check out happycow.net, a worldwide guide to vegetarian restaurants and health food stores. So it's happycow.net. Tomorrow, Memorial Day, there's a potluck in Alameda. That is tomorrow, Monday, 4 p.m. Boating, schmoozing, vegan appetizers, followed by dining and dancing. You can call the San Francisco Vegetarian Society for details, 415-273-5481, or visit sfvs.org, okay? Let's see, Behind the Mask, the world premiere and benefit, is coming up on Saturday, June 10th. Shannon Keith, the filmmaker, was on this program last week. Check out the archive at goveganradio.com. Behind the Mask, the story of the people who risk everything to save animals. And it's free to get in. You can RSVP 818-754-8600, 818-754-8600. After May 25th, it's $10. You can email info@uncagedfilms.com. You know, you'll be exploring the underground world of the Animal Liberation Front and look at issues concerning animal rights and freedom of speech in post-9/11 America and domestic surveillance. Again, that's Saturday, June 10th, 7 p.m. It's at the Wilshire Fine Arts Theater, 8556 Wilshire Boulevard. And mask is optional. You don't have to wear a mask to the event. The Organic Consumers Association is looking for activists to leaflet Starbucks locations in their neighborhoods between June 19th and the 25th to pressure the Java giant to discontinue serving milk from cows who are injected with Monsanto's controversial bovine growth hormone, RBGH, which the Organic Consumers Association says is a cancer threat to humans. You can contact organicconsumers.org. Well, it was T. Colin Campbell who said the carcinogen to which humans are most subjected is dairy. Okay, so save the date, June 21st in San Francisco, June 25th in Los Angeles. June 21st in the Bay Area, Northern California, we'll get together for dinner to celebrate World Go Vegan Day. We'll announce the restaurant next week. You can also sign up for email alerts at goveganradio.com, so you're in the know on information and events that we're doing. And then on Sunday, June 25th, we're getting together at Vegetable Delight in Granada Hills in the San Fernando Valley in the Los Angeles area, just about the best Chinese restaurant in Southern California. You will love it. You know, over the centuries, the Buddhist monks have perfected replicating the texture and tastes of meat to get people off the bad stuff for your good karma. And they have perfected it, and you can try it at Vegetable Delight. Now, we'll have a special on Sunday, June 25th. And in fact, if you'd like to email me, let me know that you'll be attending. It's Bob at goveganradio.com. Bob at goveganradio.com. Just to let me know that you'll be attending. So it'll be 11:30 to 2 p.m. And you'll have your choice of soup, which is wonton or hot and sour or corn tofu. And you'll also get an appetizer. And then you will get all of the special entrees that we have that day. Some of my favorites. We'll have sweet and sour pork, fish and brown sauce, veggie lamb, and of course, no animal ingredients. No pig in the pork, no fish in the fish, no lamb in the lamb. but you'll love it. And bring your meat-eating friends. It'll be great for World Go Vegan Day. We'll also have mixed vegetables and tofu, that dish. And Vegetable Delight is now open on weekends for lunch, closed on Monday. So open Tuesday through Sunday, 11:30 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. at 17823 Chatsworth Street in Granada Hills. That's at Zelza, right by White Oak there. The phone number, 360-3997. If you're listening on KTYM right now in Los Angeles, you can head over there right now for lunch. You'll love it. Vegetable Delight, 17823 Chatsworth Street in Granada Hills. So, again, save the dates. June 21st in the San Francisco Bay Area, June 25th in the Los Angeles area. We'll be doing what vegans like to do most, and that is eat. We got the best food. Why not? Huh? Let's do it. Okay. I remind you to check out Himalayan Goji Juice, the website, govegan.freelife.com. Check out what Dr. Earl Mindell is calling his most important health discovery in the last 40 years, a key to longevity known in Asia for centuries, but just getting known here now. And you have a 90-day money-back guarantee. So drink a lot, drink a little. A lot of people are having wonderful results. There are all of these case studies with it also, with it related to cancer. And, you know, just, yeah. Well, check the website. It's govegan.freelife.com. Okay. I guess I'm into spot break two, correct, Leo, if I'm following along the schedule that I've made up over here. So I want to talk to you a little bit about health. Yes. Yes, I'm right. Okay. Health Force Nutritionals, I want you to know about a wonderful vegan company with their Vitamineral Green available on the shelf of your natural food store. Check it out, Vitamineral Green. Dr. Jameth Sheridan, a guest on this show quite frequently also. And I think you'll like what you see from HealthForce.com, HealthForce.com. Along with Vitamineral Green, you have Greener Grasses, which is a dense combination of nutritional grasses, truly natural vitamin C, digestion enhancement enzymes, non-GMO lecithin powder, nopal cactus, and for your animal family members, green mush. So check it out. Visit HealthForce.com.
Still eating meat? How 20th century?
Yeah, isn't that the truth? What did I do with my... Okay, I want to tell you a little bit about animals in the afterlife. Kim Sheridan was a guest on the show a few weeks back. Check out the interview on the archive at goveganradio.com. She has a book out that has stimulated a lot of interest. The questions, do animals have souls? What happens when they die? And this book offers some amazing answers from somebody who really loves animals. It's animalsandtheafterlife.com, the website that tells it all, but it's available at your local bookstore. And it's the Forward Magazine Book of the Year Award winner, the long-awaited book, Animals and the Afterlife, from Kim Sheridan. So definitely make sure you check it out. You will be glad that you did. Okay. Leo, you have anything? I'm looking for my cue sheet. Where am I? What am I doing? Tell me, Leo. Did I miss something? Where did I put my cue sheet? I'm in a new studio, so I'm not used to being as disorganized as I am. am I more disorganized today than normal?
Go on, bird flu. Maybe you shouldn't eat birds. A chicken is a bird.
That is for sure. Okay, what did I do with my cue sheet? I don't know. Ah, here it is now. Okay, the Health Force, Animals Afterlife, Vegetable Delight. Okay, so I guess it's time for Jim. Yes, save me, Jim, from my new studio here. I'm just, I had my places in the old studio, but... We have Jim Donovan on the line, who's with Nutru, which is a vegan company, and has the wonderful products that we've been talking about for weeks here, your alternative to having, to getting your fishy omega-3s, you know, and depleting the ocean. So if your omega-3 is a little fishy, I think you want you want your Omega Zen 3 from Nutru. And how are you doing, Jim?
I'm doing fantastic. How about you, Bob?
Excellent. Wonderful.
I was thinking if you can't find that Q-sheet, we could always get you some Omega Zen. That would give you the
brain power, right?
Yeah, the concentration that everybody needs nowadays, and the hectic lifestyle that we have, everybody running around trying to find their place.
Right, right. Doing a million things at once, you know, and dealing with the cell phone and the computer and the laptop and, you know, notes everywhere.
But rushing home so that they can calm down.
Yes.
Kind of ironic, isn't it, sometimes?
Absolutely. Well, Jim, you're with Nutru, and what got you interested in starting a company with vegan products?
Well, I think that my personal philosophy is always to choose vegan or organic wherever I can. And when it came to omega-3s, and all the benefits that they offer in terms of brain health and cardiovascular, I wanted to have a product that was without the fishy disadvantages,
right,
and as clean as possible. That means without some of the contaminants that you find in fish oil, like mercury or PCBs,
mm-hmm,
and also without the bad fishy odor that you get, and also, we're going to run out of fish, as you've been talking about.
Yes.
If we keep using them up like we're using them up right now.
Right.
So not only will we have to pay a lot more for gasoline, but we're already paying a lot more for fish, and it's going to get even worse. So right, all these things are starting to converge. And our philosophy at Nutru is based upon balance, and balance is veganism, balance is not over-consuming, and preparing for a future that's going to be much different than today's.
Right. I see it. Looking at your website, nutru.com, it talks about that you did develop products in line with your values. And again, ethical treatment of animals and utilization of sustainable plant sources and the vegan lifestyle, which you support. So I think that's really wonderful. For energy conservation and recycling and less use of petroleum products. And again, in talking about saving the oceans and saving the fish, people just don't realize that, this great demand for the omega fatty acids now is just depleting the oceans. I was talking to Captain Paul Watson recently, and I guess there's a fish, I don't know if I had it pronounced right, but I think it was menhaden, which is like one of the real, that most of the other fish feed upon, one of the basic food sources, and that's getting used up for the omega fatty acids. And we also talked about seal oil from the baby seals in Canada being marketed as an omega fatty acid.
Yeah, I think that this whole question of sustainability is going to come to dominate things more and more as we move on. So sustainability of fisheries, sustainability of animal populations, localization of food sources, all this stuff is going to come into prominence within the next 10 years. And together with that, the price of energy, the price of oil and gas is going to go up. So we're looking at a future that is much different. That future is going to have to include vegetarianism, veganism, organic products, and conserving these resources that we have.
Right.
Because if we don't, then eventually it's going to be a much grimmer picture, unfortunately.
And people don't realize that not only do we deplete the oceans for the omega fatty acid supplements, but also so much of what's caught gets fed to livestock, to farm animals. So it's really incredible. And all people have to do to, still get what they need is with, your product, Omega Zen 3.
Yeah, we went to the source. I mean, the source of omega-3 DHA, which is a crucial element in brain development,
it was one of the crucial stepping stones in terms of human evolution, is an algae source. It's a plant source. So we went to the source.
Mm-hmm. And you're on the shelves of Whole Foods, and people find you right next to those fishy substances, by the way, right on the shelf there, the Omega Zen 3. And DHA is, people may not know, so it's important for brain and cardiovascular function?
That's correct. And then, and other fatty acids like EPA are broken down into the body into DHA. So DHA is the crucial omega-3, one of the most important ones for brain health. And it's also used in infant nutrition for brain development, and has been studied for a lot of complicated concentration type exercises and tests and test taking and everything else. So DHA is a crucial nutrient which is not so readily available through food sources any longer.
Mm-hmm. And you developed the first vegan.
Yes, we developed the first vegan omega-3 DHA product in the world.
Wow. And it's available at all Southern California Whole Foods locations, Omega Zen 3. And, you know, fish really isn't brain food, especially with the mercury that comes with it, which, you know, just works against brain function.
That's right. Why take in the contaminants when you don't have to?
Right.
Take something that's clean.
Right. Omega Zen.
That's the whole thing with veganism to begin with, because there's a lot of contaminants, there's a lot of antibiotics, there's a lot of toxic chemicals, not only in normal animal products like beef, but also in fish, because fish are fed a lot of these contaminants as well. Either they pick them up in the ocean or they get them in fish farms, what have you.
Mm-hmm. And but your products have been tested, and they're free of those contaminants.
Yes, we won an award from Oceans Alive as a best choice product for mercury-free contamination.
Excellent.
So they test different products looking at the degree of marine contamination, and we won best choice award on that.
Okay. Now, if people aren't in Southern California and they want your Omega product, Omega Zen 3, should they just go to the website? And
they can go to our website at Nutru.com, and also the online retailers like Pangea or Vegan Essentials. These sorts of online retailers will ship anywhere.
Okay. I see their Nutru's Omega Zen 3 has been evaluated by the Environmental Defense Organization Oceans Program as a best choice product, with the results showing no mercury, PCBs, dioxins, or other similar contaminants. So that's the choice, Omega Zen 3. That's the vegan choice that you have. And any other products we should know about from Nutru, Jim? Or?
Well, I think that the vegan brain pack, again, getting back to our original point there for focus and concentration, that contain phosphatidylserine and tocotrienol, which are complementary to the omega-3 DHA. The three products together, when taken together, are synergistic, and a lot of people rave about the results they get in terms of clearer thinking, better concentration, and even more relaxation, and that's what everybody's gunning for. Even though they drive fast, they're trying to slow down once they get there.
Yeah, right. Well, I see that low levels of DHA have been found in people with heart disease and high blood pressure and cancer and Alzheimer's and depression and ADD, insomnia, stress, hyperactivity, dyslexia. So I understand people have been fighting depression or having good results with fighting depression with the supplement.
There have been a lot of studies in relation to mild depression. There have been studies with tocotrienol, the E-Tokachi product that we have, in relation to cognitive dysfunction, phosphatidylserine in terms of memory. So getting these products in a vegan format is very interesting for people, so that they don't have to choose the animal products that are out there, whether they come in a typical gelatin capsule, which is best to avoid if you can. So these products, I think, for daily living can be very important.
Okay. Again, the website is Nutru, Nutru.com. And we have maybe another minute or so. I want to thank Jim also. Buy the products, because Jim is a supporter of Go Vegan Radio and an advertiser and sponsor. And you're that way. You support animal issues.
Absolutely. We support animal issues, and we totally support what you're doing, Bob. I think your comments starting off here about saving oil and the current situation with respect to Iraq, I can't thank you enough for talking about that, because these are issues that are, unfortunately, as you said in the beginning, kind of in the background during this beautiful holiday weekend, but they should be in the foreground. They should be right in front of us, because we're wasting a lot of valuable resources.
Absolutely.
Right now.
Absolutely.
And that gets back to the whole animal issue and how much it costs to raise animals, not only in terms of oil, but in terms of water.
Right.
And other precious resources that we have.
And rainforest and land. And, you know, it's a...
You name it, it's there.
You name it. It's the key to everything that's wrong with us is there. And I want to thank you for making a contribution and giving people an alternative. There's no reason for them to have their fishy supplements anymore. And they should go to Nutru.com and check out all the products. And thanks so much for being with us today, Jim Donovan of Nutru.
You're most welcome, Bob, and thank you.
Thanks. It was great having you here. I just want to give a warning that's going around regarding cocoa mulch. It's a product manufactured by Hershey's and sold at retailers such as Home Depot and garden supply stores. It's touted as a product that will keep cats out of the garden. However, there have been cases where dogs eat it and can have severe consequences, including convulsions and death, because of an ingredient lethal to them, theobromine, which smells like chocolate and attracts dogs. So please be aware of what you're using, what your gardener is using. Again, the product posing a health risk to dogs who ingest it is cocoa mulch. So check your garage there and don't use it, okay? All right, we'll close out with Neil Young. I want to thank you for listening, and it was a pleasure having you here today and talking to Jim and Wren, and have a good holiday weekend, and we'll close out with Neil Young, and we hope for peace. Go vegan. Take no time away.